So yeah, India comes from a background of Muslim rulers. Actually, the last Mughal or Muslim ruler was exiled to Burma in 1857 by the British. And a little after that, well, not really, the British East India Company, led by King James I of England, sent a letter to the Emperor Sir Thomas Rowe, the last Mughal emperor, to try to establish trade between the two entities. Basically, at that time, everybody wanted to trade with India because they were considered the empire of all empires. Like, he was rich, he was wealthy, and he wasn't really interested in trading with England because he pretty much had everything he wanted. And a little time after that, he received another letter from King James that basically said the same thing, and he felt that trade was the right thing to do, and thus began trading with England. And by the 1720s, the Mughal Empire was collapsing because other empires were trying to take control of India. But like prior to that, the East India Company had established their own army in India, and they won lots of battles, like the Battle of Plassey in 1757. Once they won that, the British settled their dominance in India and started a new culture, the Anglo-Indian Society. Basically, what the British did was they put order, they put an efficient government, they established schools, they put English language as one of as top language, and they made a network of infrastructure. Their main goal was to train the Indians to serve in government and army. Like, that's what the school was for. It was to control the population. A negative side effect for India, not so much for Britain, was that they became rich and only a few Indians were benefited too, and the rest of the country or empire at the time was poor. They used local to collect their taxes, and they basically took control over India, like in all aspects. I mean, that's a clear example of new imperialism, because the British basically imposed their language, ideology, tradition, things like that, culture in general. They forced them to adopt something that they didn't necessarily want. So, yeah. They imposed themselves on everything, and that basically led to an Indian national movement because millions died of starvation because of cotton farming. Like, there wasn't really good pay. You were a farmer, but you couldn't really eat the cotton, could you? So yeah, India was a mess, kinda.